All right, guys, we'll get started. I thought last night was a another example of what we believe this team can be. And the contributions continue to come from every man on the roster. We had touchdowns by five different guys. Defensively, the forced fumbles, Trufant, Campbell, that was huge. And then we thought Claiborne and Jarrett affecting the quarterback. That was for sure a factor, and I thought Matt Bryant and Bosher on the touchbacks and Matt Bryant on his kicks continue to nail it. So this team believes in one another, and that part of our identity is totally coming through in terms of our toughness, our resiliency. So it was great to see so many fans make the trip down 75, and we heard them, and we appreciate that. So with that, I'll open it up to your questions regarding the game.
Following up on you talking about every player on the roster contributing, you didn't have Tammy, so two backup tight ends had touchdown catches. Gabriel kind of fills in a little bit of an added threat with Coleman out.
I thought, really the receivers in general, everyone getting involved, although Aldrick didn't get a catch. That had been something we'd working on, for a few weeks with Gabe and another part of the game, for him that could add, and we added some rushing yards in that way. So we love all the guys that can get involved in the offense, and it was really cool to see, in my opinion, the amount of, everybody getting different touchdown catches.
Do you have any updates on Desmond Trufant?
No updates yet. We'll be able to update you more Wednesday, but no new news yet until we visit with the docs this afternoon.
And did this break come at a good time for the team?
Well, we'll get ready to get back to it on Monday. There's advantages when you play a Thursday game where you got to put the work in early. I was really pleased, with the players and their readiness for the game. I thought we had a real edge about us, and that came from the preparation that they did during the week. So it was really evident, we looked fresh, we looked fast as we were going through it.
What's changed?
Yeah, I think he ended up over 50 plays. So for us, seeing Jalen step up, it was really good to see him being physical. He had a nice hit down on the goal line. He also contributed as a gunner on special teams. So it was good to see him get his action.
Nice hits, Cam, that physicality.
Yeah, that physicality showed up. And for those who were on the sideline close to it, it was a loud hit too. And in terms of the strike zone and where we want to hit, it was a clean hit but a hard hit. And the more and more we do that, that part of his game totally comes to life.
Coach, what's changed the most from the first game where you lost against the same team, this last game where you dominated that same team?
We're a lot different, I thought, from week one to week nine. And we've showed we've improved in a number of areas in all three phases. So I would say our team really has a very good understanding of our identity, our toughness, our resiliency, the balance we have on offense, the ball hawking mentality, defense, the way we want to run and hit on special teams. For sure, that's been a big factor.
You always talk about brotherhood and how it's so important to you. And yesterday, Patrick DeMarco letting Matt Ryan spike the ball the week before.
Right.
Devontae letting his offensive lineman spike the ball. Is that kind of what you envisioned when you set this standard out, that the guys would be playing for one another and doing things?
It totally is. And those are the small examples, like you talked about there, where you hand another guy the ball. Because what we all do understand, we're all an extension of one another. And so for Pat to have that play, a lot of other guys had to do right. Or for Devontae to score, so many other players had to do. So we know we're all an extension of each other. It's a really tight group. And they have a lot of fun playing the game, and that shows how hard they want to play for one another. But they also work really hard but have a good time doing it.
With Gabriel, he came on a little late, kind of like Dimitri last year. What has he had to do personally to kind of get up to speed and be able to contribute so much this coming season?
He had some familiarity with the offense, but really just understanding the standard that we would like. Getting involved in the offense, being involved in special teams as well. He's been an excellent addition for us. When we evaluated him on tape, we saw the speed, but he's also a very tough competitor. So that part is exactly what we'd hoped for. So he's been a terrific addition for us. He really has.
Do you have any how close was Coleman this week? Any thought about how, with a couple extra days, he might be ready for?
I'm hopeful for that. He ran hard today. But we're not going to put him out until he's ready. And he's got that kind of explosiveness. So we're hopeful for this week. We'll take it through Monday. We'll be back on the practice field Monday. And we'll see, where he looks at from there to determine his availability for Wednesday and Thursday. So if he was able to be back Wednesday, Thursday, a little bit into Friday, I think it would look good. But I kind of want to wait and see how that progress takes place over those few days.
Coach, as you look at the Thursday night scores through the season, it seems that you can kind of see that that short week of preparation reflects in lower scores. What does it show that your team, with missing a couple of players, put up that kind of production?
Really, it's the process that we go through to get ready, and that's what is such one of the coolest parts about our team, how hard the guys, you know, push each other to get ready. And it could be, you know, offense to defense, defense to offense, within your unit. All those are a significant factor. We knew it was going to be a battle, and for sure it was. You know, they were ahead 14-13, and then we kind of went back and hit on some scores to go back-to-back, and defensively had a couple stops. I think the key for us coming out of the second half, we had the touchdown, had a stop, had to go back and get another touchdown. That third quarter was one that we, you know, we were real proud of.
Vaughn, you got a question?
Coach.
It was kids, dude.
Yeah,
yes.
Can you?
Yeah, that's a route that he and Matt have put a lot of time in together. And for those two, that connection is very strong. So it's a real important factor for us, you know, our red zone offense, our red zone defense. We've applied more time to it on both sides, and we'll continue to do that. One of the things about our offense, so many people can get involved, but when who and Matt, they have their ops to go attack, they certainly like to do that. And so we had the look. And Matt made the correct read to the correct guy. And I thought the ball was put just in the right spot for Julio to be the only one that could go and attack it. And he did a terrific job of, for a big guy, he's got the ability to turn his body and keep balance to get both feet in.